Sure. Please.
So we'll read selected excerpts for Holocaust Memorial Day. Excerpt number one from Rabash, one who hardens his heart. All the hatred that exists against Israel is only because they are the Creator's people. As the sages said, what is Mount Sinai? The mountain from which the hatred of all the nations of the world came down.
We have to understand that.
Excerpt number two. Baal HaSulam writes in the writings of the last generation, it is a fact that Israel is hated by all nations, whether for religious reasons, racial reasons, capitalist reasons, communist reasons, or for cosmopolitan reasons, etc. It is so because the hatred precedes all reasons, but each merely resolves its loathing according to its own psychology.
Keep going.
Excerpt number three. Baal HaSulam writes in The Nation. From the poison of hatred that caused the nations of the world to destroy us and annihilate us off the face of the earth, the threat of our annihilation over millions of our brothers and their hands is still working, and their sadistic desire in them was not satiated. Is in such ruthless manner that's unprecedented in all of human history, even in the most barbaric times. And now the state is different because not only they surrounded us, also the most exalted nations have locked the doors before us without any sense of mercy and compassion. And this ruthless manner that has no precedent even in the whole of human history, even in the most barbaric times, it is clear that save for relying on miracles, our existence as individuals or as a nation is hanging between life and death. And the salvation is if we find the required ploy, that great scheme whose way is only to be found near danger, and which can tilt the scale to our favor, to give us a safe haven here for all our brothers in the diaspora. As everyone says it is, at present, the only place of salvation. If we don't wake up as one man in great effort as required during time of danger to guarantee our survival in the land, the fact is...
Come on.
Citut number 4, Baal HaSulam, Kitvei HaDor
HaAchron. Baal HaSulam, writings of the last generation. The world erroneously considers Nazism a particular upshot of Germany. In truth, it is the upshot of democracy and socialism that were left without manners, religion, and justice. Thus, all nations are equal in that. There is no hope at all that Nazism will perish with the victory of the Allies. Since tomorrow, the British will adopt Nazism, since they too live in a world of democracy and Nazism.
The development.
Next.
Quote 5. Baal HaSulam writes in the writings of the last generation, in 1933, I've already spoken with leaders of the generation, but my words were not received at the time, and even though I shouted and warned them concerning the destruction of the world, it made no impression on them. But now, after the atom bomb, I think that the world will believe me that the end of the world is soon approaching, and quickly, and Israel will be burnt first, before the rest of the nations, just like as it was in the previous war. Therefore, it is good to awaken the world that they may receive their only remedy and live.
Simple.
Number 6, from Siach Yitzchak. The essence of creation and choice, correction and corruption of the world all depend on Israel.
Yes, went another way. Seven.
Number seven, Bala Sulam writes in the Aravut, item 24, the Israeli nation has been constructed as a sort of gateway by which the sparks of purity would shine upon the whole human race the world over. And these sparks multiply daily like one who gives to the treasure until they are filled sufficiently, that is, until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of the love of others. For then they will know how to shift the balance to the right, and will place themselves under his burden, and the scale of sin will be eradicated from the world.
Is our obligation.
8. The Rav Kook writes, I strongly believe that all this turmoil in the world, at this time of transition which we live in, has not come mainly for Israel's sake. We have been chosen for a great and holy task to carry out through knowledge and understanding, namely to build ourselves and the entire broken world together with us.
Next.
9. Rav Kook writes, should the enthusiasm of holiness and the desire of redemption, which stems from it, ceases, and if natural awareness of the nation and its dignity also cease, and when it is impossible to blow a kosher shofar of redemption, Israel's enemies come and blow in our ears for redemption. And they force us to hear the sound of the shofar, and they will blow and make noise in our ears and give us no rest in exile. Amalek, Bitlura, Hitler, awaken for redemption. And one who did not hear the sound of the first shofar and did not wish to hear the second shofar, because his ears were stopped, he will hear the sound of the unclear and blemished shofar against his will.
Long way.
Number 10. Bala Sulam writes in the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 61. In such a generation, all the destructors among the nations of the world raise their heads and wish primarily to destroy and to kill the children of Israel, as it is written, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel. This means that, as it is written in the above corrections, that they cause poverty, ruin, robbery, killing, and destruction in the world. And though there are many faults, we have witnessed to all that is said in the above mentioned tikkunim, and moreover, the judgment struck the very best of us, as our sages said, and it starts with the righteous first. And with all the glory of Israel had in the countries of Poland and Lithuania, there remains but only the relics in our holy land. Now it is upon us relics to correct that dreadful wrong. Each of us remainders should take upon himself, heart and soul, to henceforth intensify the internality of the Torah and give it its rightful place according to its merit over the extreme externality of the Torah. And then each and every one of us will be rewarded with intensifying his own internality, meaning the Israel within us, which is the needs of the soul over our externality, which is the nations of the world with us, that is,
and the nations of the world in us and Israel in us.
That force will come to the whole of Israel until the nations of the world within us recognize and acknowledge the merit and great sages of Israel over them and will listen to them and obey them. and will fulfill as it's written, and the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord. And they shall bring the sons in the arms of daughters and be carried upon them on their shoulders. As it is written in the Zohar, in the Sot, page 124, and the sages, by connecting, which is the book of Zohar, they shall come out of the exile with mercies, as explained above.
Thirteen.
Baal HaSulam, the Messiah's horn, shofar. There is a precondition for the redemption that all the nations of the world will acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land shall be full of knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws, and would allow them to leave. This is why it is written that each of the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. And it was not enough that they could leave themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world will come to such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom they will evidently see the true God and the true law. And the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called shofar. Like the shofar, the horn, whose voice travels a great distance, the echo of the wisdom will spread all over the world, so even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is a godly wisdom in Israel.
And the last.
14. From Mishneh Torah. At that time there will be no famine and no war, no jealousy and no competition, and goodness shall be bestowed in great abundance, and all the delights will be as dust, and the world will not be engaged in anything except to know the Creator alone. Thus shall the people of Israel be great sages, knowing secret things, and they shall attain the mind of their Creator according to the power within men. As it is written, the whole earth shall be fulfilled with knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
This is the condition that the Tikkun will be fulfilled.